Seattle Pioneer descendant Brewster Denny passed away over the weekend. Denny's great-grandfather was among the party of settlers that landed at what is now Alki Beach back in 1851. Our historian Felix Bunnell has a remembrance.
Brewster Denny spent much of his life as a champion of local history, and for many, he was a living embodiment of Seattle's pioneer era. Denny's ancestors, including his great-grandfather, Arthur Denny, landed in what's now West Seattle in November 1851. That group, known as the Denny Party, is considered the founders of Seattle. Brewster Denny spoke at an event in 2001, describing the day the Denny Party left Illinois for the Oregon Trail.
Shortly before the emigrants started, Louisa and her dearest girlhood friend, Pamelia Dunlap. Excuse me, I find this a very emotional story.
And it is a great story. A group of settlers heading west and founding what would become modern-day Seattle. Denny never met his great-grandfather, but he knew other members of the Denny Party who landed on that day in 1851. It's almost hard to believe, but until Brewster Denny passed away a few days ago, the history of the city of Seattle spanned less than two lifetimes. Brewster Denny took his role as a pioneer descendant seriously, but he clearly enjoyed it too and loved sharing the history of Seattle.
I regard it as a responsibility, the honor of this great story. And, you know, it's America. It's a fabulous story, and I'm privileged to know a little more about it because I belong to those people.
For David Brewster, Seattle Weekly and Town Hall founder, Denny's passing marks a milestone in how the still young city comes to terms with its remarkably short history.
So that sense of continuity is definitely broken, and I suppose the death of Brewster Denny is a kind of a curtain coming down on our understanding of the past.
Denny is also closely associated with the University of Washington, where he founded what's now the Evans School of Public Affairs. He also rang the bell atop Denny Hall at homecoming for 51 consecutive years. Brewster Denny was 88 years old. I'm Felix Bunnell for KUOW News.